Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday, April Fool's Day Surf Report. So I know it's April Fool's Day, but there is one thing that is also today that's not April Fool's, and that's the 30th anniversary of Surf Guru. That's right, April 1st, 1996 was when Surf Guru first came online. And I got some images off of archive.org and some old photos and stuff. I'm working on getting this article put together. I've just been super busy, just kind of talking about Surf Guru over the years and the way it's evolved. Caught up with the OG Buddha on Friday. We went out and had some lunch and talked about all the different stuff that's been going on with Surf Guru over the last 30 years. And he said he'd like to come out of retirement and do a few of the videos and come to the surf contest and that kind of stuff. So I'll keep you updated if he's going to be at any of these events coming up. So on to the actual surf report. We still have this chunky 8-second wind swell coming in for most of the coast. Areas up north are still seeing lighter onshore winds, so it's way more rideable up there, especially in the Jacksonville area. We've got that Artemis launch today, and yeah, be ready for that. Those sound waves I hear can push the surf to overhead and shift the winds offshore for about a minute. So, you know, get ready for that at 6:24 this afternoon. Also, I would recommend staying away from Cocoa Beach and the Cape area because it is going to be a zoo today. For tomorrow on Thursday, pretty similar conditions today on Wednesday. Same thing with onshore winds and wind swell. Up north being the better place, a little more manageable. But those winds are going to build as the day goes on, so that's going to kind of chunk things up there by the afternoon. And we're going to have those stronger onshore winds for Friday and Saturday. Those winds are forecast to ease on Sunday into Monday morning ahead of this next front coming through. And that should give us a window of clean chest to possibly head-high 9-second surf. So definitely be ready for that. After that, that front is going to be pushing up some strong northeast winds. That's going to bring us another northeastern-style wind swell, probably starting late on Monday and building size on Tuesday. So I'll be back on Friday and give you an update on this little window of cleaner surf on Sunday, let you know if any of that changes. And until then, as always, keep an eye on the cams. It's the best way to know it's gone to your favorite spot. I've got most of them pretty much cleaned off. I got to go back and hit a few of the lower-lying ones again because when they're low to the ground like that, this onshore wind just salts them up really quickly. So downtown Cocoa Beach, Cocoa Beach Streets, those kind of cams, I'm going to have to hit them probably tomorrow because it doesn't look like I'm going to have time to do it today. And, of course, I don't want to be in that traffic in Cocoa Beach later on today just because, yeah, it's going to be nuts with this Artemis launch. I've already seen people lining up on the beach, especially at Jetty Park. Jetty Park also, by the way, from what I hear, they're only allowing people that have day passes or year passes into Jetty Park, even if you're just doing foot traffic. So if you decide to park up at the port near Rusty's or something like that and walk into Jetty Park, I don't think they're going to let you in from what I've heard. I'd recommend parking maybe in Cape Canaveral if you're local. And then just kind of hitting Cherry Down Park or one of those accesses. And then walk up the beach if you really want to do Jetty Park. So hey, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And thanks again for 30 years of Surf Guru.